Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith and transmission, which has been narrated from Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam. This tradition is about the Lady Fatima Al-Masuma. May God's blessings and peace be upon her. We'd like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners on this most auspicious day, because today is the birthday of this noble lady of the family of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can learn a lot from this tradition, which has been narrated from her nephew, Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Jawad alayhi salam says that the following. He says that my aunt, the Lady Fatima, is been buried in the city, holy city of Qum. In continuation, the Imam says, if somebody visits her, makes a pilgrimage to her grave, arifan bihaqqiha, meaning with knowledge of her right, the knowledge of her stature, of her greatness, of what she had, the virtues and the nobility that she has, and the respect that she has in the eyes of Allah, if somebody visits her and makes a pilgrimage to her grave with this knowledge, then God Almighty will make entrance into paradise obligatory and necessary upon him for this person. Right, so this is a very beautiful tradition. Not only does it allude to the stature of the Lady Fatima Masuma, the sister of Imam Ridha alayhi salam, but it also alludes to one of the etiquettes of ziyarat and the pilgrimage that we pay to these holy personages. In the sense that it's necessary when we make pilgrimage to these people to also have a knowledge and an awareness of the stature, the spiritual stature of the person, the person that we are visiting and making pilgrimage to. Right, if we just make a pilgrimage to the person without a knowledge of who this person really is, then the effects of the pilgrimage that we seek by means of the pilgrimage, you know, we're not going to get it. And we're not going to get the reward that we had if we had made the pilgrimage with this awareness, with this consciousness of this person. And you know, a lot of traditions have been narrated regarding this very blessed lady and this very noble lady. By way of passing, we can mention one of these traditions here, and it's very interesting. This tradition has been narrated regarding one of the companions of Imam Musa al-Kazim. And this person goes to visit Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam, but the Imam isn't there. He goes there to visit the Imam and ask him some questions, but the Imam isn't there. By way of chance, his daughter, the Lady Masuma, comes to the door and asks, well, what business do you have with my father? To which the person says, I have to ask him some questions. So the Lady Masuma says, let me answer the questions for you. And she goes and he answers this person's questions, and the person leaves. On the way, the person meets Imam Kazim. By chance, they come and meet. And the Imam asks him what transpired. The person tells him, and Imam alayhi salam says, let me see the answers that my daughter gave. When he sees the answers, the Imam becomes very pleased and says, may this father be sacrificed for his daughter. Shows us the stature of the Lady Masuma. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the Lady Masuma in the words of Imam Jawad alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin.
محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد